Hello and welcome back to Tea with Auntie. If you're new here, welcome back. If you're new here, hit the follow button and share the podcast. Well, first up on the docket is this Dr. Anthony Fauci. Him and Trump are urging Black Americans not to be hesitant to take the new COVID vaccine. And they go on to try to make it more palatable to Black and Brown Americans, Latino Americans, by saying, constantly throwing in there that a Black woman helped create it. So it's not going to kill you.
We're
going to let the first 600,000 people take the vaccine first. And we'll wait around to see within the next 2 years if you all start, having any side effects, growing a horn out your forehead, or clucking every time you see chicken, or whatever the case may be. We gonna wait around for that. Yeah, we're not that gung-ho. And so they're trying to tell us Black people and Brown people that, don't be afraid. They're trying to use the a Black woman made it, so don't you want to try it? So it won't hurt you. They trying to play that card. Stay woke, America. This is just another attempt at trying to get you to do something that we don't really want to do. Now, nobody knows what this vaccine, what's in it, what's the side effects, but they trying to ship it out and get everybody stabbed with a needle and take this vaccine. Now, it's being said that it might be mandatory to take the vaccine. How are you going to make somebody take something into their body, but you won't let women have an abortion? You won't let them pull something out of their body. This is what's wrong with American government. They're always trying to control what you do with your body. It's my body. If I don't want to take the vaccine, I shouldn't have to. That's my right as an American. Up next, we have Olivia Jade. So Olivia Jade goes on the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett and says she didn't realize what her mom and dad did was wrong. Now, for those of you who've forgotten what happened, Olivia Jade's parents, Laura Loughlin, who played in Full House, and Massimo Giannulli Lee, or whatever you say his name, these two parents paid $500,000 to the University of Southern California to get their daughter, Olivia, admitted. Now, whether she just wasn't smart enough, she didn't get a high enough score on her SATs, or just plain old wasn't accepted into the school, they figured they're going to, you're going to go to school, baby. We just go to the dean and we're going to, donate $500,000. And you'll be able to go. See, everybody ain't able. Now, we're going to take a short break and I'll be back in 2 and 2. Yes, and welcome back. Now, as I was saying, Olivia Jade, on December 8th, she goes on Jada Pinkett's Red Table Talk to apologize for her parents. Now, her going on there didn't make me feel no type of way different than I did when the story broke back in March of 2019. She says, growing up in a bubble like she did, she didn't know much outside of that bubble. And other kids like her grew up in a bubble, and their parents were always donating to schools and doing stuff like that. So, what you're telling me is that you're so rich and so privileged that you don't know right from wrong. Olivia parents was arrested March of 2019, and they're serving their time for conspiracy charges. She goes on to say that she had to realize her privilege. I have no idea why Jada felt the need to interview her on Red Table Talk. According to a top brand management expert, he believes that that apology did nothing to fix her career as a beauty influencer. Also, if you didn't know, she also, Olivia Jade, also has a YouTube channel. He says her career is a catastrophically mangled. Yes, he did. That's what he said. Yes, we hate to see it. That's all for today, guys. Remember, you can listen to my podcast, Tea with Auntie, on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Remember to hit the follow button on your way out and share the podcast. Bye.